for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, dick managed best bless. Bam Margera and Ryan Dunn both here tonight from Viva La Bam. Sunday nights, 9 o'clock on MTV. And let's see, where do we start? Johnny Knoxville, too big for MTV now? What's up? Do you guys talk?
I don't know. Well, I think we're actually meeting up with him after this.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to go out and have a few drinks. We haven't seen him in like 6 months to like maybe 9 months, actually.
Yeah, he's been filming movies.
Yeah, he's big. He's big time now.
Yeah, I got to call his agent to hang out.
Yeah, I used to tell Drew that's what was going to happen with me and him, but
never
did. No.
Yeah. What's the matter? That's what happened to us.
Yeah, still could maybe, you know.
Nah.
Nah. Yeah. For either one of us, really.
Nah.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Wow, that's kind of a bummer.
Go home.
Let's just leave. We'll do best of. Let's see, Drew. What was my next question?
Go to calls.
No. I know what my question was. I mean, the first Jackass movie, very successful. We'll get into Viva La Bam in a second. But it seems like someone would have wanted to do a sequel to this movie. And then maybe it seems like, well, Johnny Knoxville's not going to do the sequel. But are there plans to do the sequel anyway?
No. I don't think so. We haven't talked about it at all.
The only way I'd do a sequel is if we're all like about 80 years old, and I think that might be funny. But until then, it's just not funny enough, really. I mean, what are we going to do? Am I going to shove a bigger car up my butt? It's just...
Yeah. Oh.
And there's just not enough room.
In the butt or in the budget?
Both, either.
Yeah, because it seems... I don't know. It seems like... I don't know what the budget for that movie was, but it wasn't too much. It made a ton. And it just seems like... I don't know about MTV, but at
least
these
guys feel happy to have survived that.
I know.
Then if they survived it without hurting themselves or anybody else, why play with...
I just don't want to keep on...
They're thrill seekers. They're champions.
Yeah, I don't want to keep on doing it until everybody's bored, though, you know?
Yeah.
Just get out now while people want more.
They're just getting old and soft.
I think they want money.
Yeah, well, they got it. They don't have to worry about it. They don't have the eye of the tiger anymore.
I'm sure MTV screwed them.
Plus, if we did that, though, I'd go back
how dare
to
you? What are you talking about?
You know? I'd be back to being like a sidekick to Knoxville or something.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Kind of like me right now.
Yeah.
Law and Order. Yeah, before you were a sidekick of a sidekick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm moving up.
Yeah, you were on hole. You were in the hole, and now you're on deck.
Yeah.
And soon enough, you'll be at the plate.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, that's the way to look at it.
Why am I not happy?
But he's probably going to go screw it up.
Yeah, I'll screw it up some way.
All right, so.
Here we go.
Let's get to phones and talk to JC, who's 23. JC?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. I had a question. I heard that if you were to take, like, birth control or, like, the patch for birth control and you were to skip, like, the week of sugar pills and just go, like, straight to the next month, then that would stop your period.
That is correct. In fact, the birth control pills are being marketed now in such a way that they go continuously. And there's no reason, there's no health reason you can't do away with your period.
Yeah.
For instance, if you take the Depo shot, your period's going away. Of course, you'll bleed for 3 months, then you won't bleed at all. And you can take the regular birth control pill. Certain ones are better to take this way than others, but you can do it certainly up to 6 months without having a period with no adverse effect for sure.
Now, would that be the same for, like, the patch?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a boom for the prostitution trade.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it, because that's 3 days. That's 3 days.
No vacation time.
Where you're not on your back. ironically, you're not earning. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's several hundred dollars.
I think what's going to do the economy.
Yeah. Get Nevada right back on its feet. It's just struggling over there. Hey, who are we just talking
JC,
to?
JC. Oh,
yeah. What's happening, JC?
Because
there's an LZ right next to you that confused me because we never have initials.
I know.
All right. So, yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Talk to Dr.
If you were to start, like, normal again and, like, I don't know, take the sugar pills again, then you could get your period back.
Yep.
Fine. Okay.
But talk to your doctor about it. Make sure somebody's following you when you do it, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So you could use this, like, if your boyfriend was coming in from out of town.
Oh, for sure.
And you want to, and it was going to be on your period.
Yeah.
Or your honeymoon was going to be on your period.
Just keep taking them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope my girlfriend's listening.
Yeah. It's like playing God. No, it's like being God. Controlling the period. I mean, you control the period. You can, you know.
Imagine in the ancient times what that would have done. Oh, magic.
Brothers, I have these magic pills. Yeah, be great. Although, I don't know. They probably didn't care back then, did they? You think so?
Some
people don't care now.
Yeah.
That's right. But hey, obviously, yeah. These guys do.
Yeah. Yeah? Well, it just sort of depends where you're at in the relationship, you know?
It's all relative to the sheets.
Because at a certain point, you know, I'll just catch you next week. You know what I mean? When you're confident.
And you know what?
We've
never talked about this.
What?
But it has different meaning for different women and different relationships. In other words, for some women, it's bad times.
What do you mean?
Heavy flow, painful.
Yeah.
There's lots of horrible things going on.
Yeah.
For other women, it's like
chum.
It's like
that Jaws bucket. It's like a chum bucket down there.
Plus,
it's
they're
like,
jerks.
Smells worse.
For other women, it's nothing. It's, you know, half a Tampax, you know.
Yeah.
They're done. Pow.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
And we never really talk about that.
No, I mean, there's a period, and then there's a period, you know?
There's chum. Flow, and then there's flow.
I'm still on that. Give me a minute.
Fish heads in there and tails and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, Drew.
Yeah, and so maybe, you know, if you guys have run into some bad times, there understandably would bias you against sort of being around women during that time.
I've tried to drop some world-class trophy fish in my day, yeah.
What'd you get?
Yeah. Well, you gotta chum the waters before you they
see.
Come up.
I see. It's not actually in the chum. It's just that you use the chum.
Yeah, you got to get a nice slick going there.
Yeah.
That's what draws them up.
Then the hammerheads come around.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Let's talk to LZ. LZ?
Yeah. That's how you pronounce it. Yeah, I got a question for Viva La Bam.
Here they are.
Hey, yes. You guys, how'd you guys get your mom's car into a hot rod?
Actually, Rab stole it. When she was in the house, because she's like in the house, like cooking or whatever for like hours. So basically, Rab stole the keys, took it over to Ryan, and Ryan sure did screw it up.
I just bought everything at the 99-cent store that they had for customizing vehicles and threw it on there. It only took a few minutes. If you have about $7 and some duct tape and some wire, you could rig it up too.
Oh, man.
But I was supposed to be able to take it all off. I was hoping I was going to be able to once, you know, she started freaking out on me. But unfortunately, I ruined it beyond recognition. So she's been upset with me to the day. So don't try it if you have a PT Cruiser.
Yeah, you guys
PT should, loser.
Like, yeah, I think you guys should have, like, a BB gun war or something. Like, one of those. Like,
yeah.
MTV will definitely clear that one.
And shoot your dad with it. Just go in there and start shooting him.
Ugh. All right.
The lawyers would really like that one.
Yeah. Maybe they should
give it a shot.
Blow up a federal building or something, too, Elsie. Yeah. All right, buddy. Easy on the weed now.
Please.
Now, let me explain something, Elsie. You're calling from Bakersfield.
Yeah.
You're 15 and you're smoking copious amounts of weed already.
I see the future. I see it.
You're going to run into something called junior college, which is going to be like the Roach Motel. You get in. Stoners get in, but they don't get out. That's the junior college. It's like a huge sand pit for stoners, just a huge bunker. You're going to spill into that about 18 and a half, and they'll throw you out when you're 32.
It's right
back to your parents' house.
It's not my fault I'm a Bakersfield boy.
A Bakersfield baker?
Well, you got to get out of there.
He bakes in Bakersfield.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not getting out.
That place will steal your brain.
Yeah.
And rape your soul.
Ooh, he's got that laugh.
Yeah.
You smoke a lot of pot.
Elsie, easy with the weed now.
Nah.
LZ, no. Who are you talking to? What do you think you're talking to here?
It took about 7 minutes to say
come
no.
Come on.
Nah.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah. All right. Well,
all right, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Trust us.
All
right, come on. All right. I love it when stupid guys lie. That should be the next MTV show.
When stupid guys lie.
Yeah, like when they go, like, you took that TV set, didn't you, boy? I don't know about that. No, I like when they say, come on. Like, you're smoking weed?
come on.
No, it's just like, get no, off my
nah,
face.
Nah, come on.
Nah, oh, come nah, on, man.
Stop bumming my heart. Mindy?
Hello?
You 15?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, you guys.
What is happening?
You guys are so awesome. I love you.
Thanks.
Well, I wanted to know how much Dr. Drew made as a drug and addiction specialist.
How what?
How much money he makes from his doctoring?
Yeah.
He's always complaining he's not making any money.
Not some
really?
Years. Yeah, some years zero.
No.
Some years I was paying $50 a month to keep my unit open.
No way. When you
God
say unit, you mean ass?
No, I mean the unit. It's not a good business in California at all.
Yeah, but you don't owe money. Most doctors
I don't owe money
at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's owing.
So, like, most doctors, like, how much do you make as a doctor? It costs me $7 a month. That's most doctors.
No, I'm just saying that's what in that area for a while there was absolutely no resources for treating addiction.
And when you say area, you mean
addiction
your ass. Medicine.
Oh, okay. And now it's a bit better. I mean, you could. It's not great though.
Well, plus, a lot of these guys roll in pretty high, so whatever's in your wallet, you can help.
No,
them
as
yourself,
one of my social work friends said, if people that are into drugs aren't into insurance.
Oh, really?
And so. Yeah.
Sometimes, though, they got rich, wacky parents, though, right?
Yeah, there's because there's been no resources for a long time, there's a growing pool of people that needed to be treated, and the insurance companies have been forced to belly up to actually treat people, give them what they need.
All right, so Drew doesn't make much money as a doctor, although he probably could if he wanted to shift his emphasis toward, I don't know, plastic surgery.
Can you give me, a number, maybe, so I can get a pretty good idea?
He told you he owes $6.70
you
a month.
It depends what state you're in. In California, it's really bad. It's very bad.
Well,
you should be able to make if you worked.
What college would you recommend for me if I wanted to be a drug and addiction specialist?
Well, just focus on getting into medical school. Get into the best college you can. When you're there, you've got to get very high grades, and then you start applying to medical school. Focus on that part first. Then you do a 5-year or 4-year medicine psych residency, and then you do a 1 or 2 year addiction fellowship. So you're looking at about 18 years, 14 years of training.
She's going to be working bachelor parties in about 6 months.
Yeah. So just focus on getting the best college you can, then go to medical school. Just stay with that focus.
And Mindy?
Yeah?
You getting good grades?
Oh, yeah.
All right, everything's good at home?
Kinda.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting that weird little girl voice kind of thing from her, and I can't figure out what it's from. Is your dad around?
Want to make a bet?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's abuse in your past, yes?
not really.
No?
What do you want us to bet on?
If my dad's around.
Something's going on over there.
He's getting crazy.
I'm confused.
I'm guessing your dad's not around.
No, he's not.
No. Okay, now when did he leave?
Well, that was fun.
Actually, he didn't leave. Like, we left him.
Uh-oh.
Is he the alcoholic?
He was a troublemaker?
No, my mom was just a horny woman, and she just wanted to play around with a bunch of guys, so she married, a richer...
You hearing her
better
voice?
Looking guy.
Sounds like he was all hopped up on booger sugar.
Yeah. See on the nose candy?
Your mom is a horny woman? That's what you said? That's a bizarre way to interpret.
She is. She's gone out with, 5 guys at a time.
What you're saying is your mom's a chaotic woman, and she must be very difficult to live with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
More like it.
All right, so you're with your mom and your stepdad now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, get those grades going good and then go far away to some college.
Oh, that's what I plan to do, yeah.
Great.
All right.
Just focus on that. Stay one thing at a time.
I love you guys. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now.
Well, thanks. Call back when you're in med school.
You should see my locker. I have, pictures of you guys all over.
Oh, really? Well, why don't you put my name on your sneakers? Okay.
Mindy, wait a minute.
That means you've arrived. You know what I mean? When the kids walk around, it's got the vans, it's got your name on the side of the vans. Huh? Like we used to do. Drew, you would do it with Coolidge, Taft. I don't know what president he used to write. Who was president? 38.
Van Buren.
People be wearing his wingtip shoes, his raccoon skin coat. Van Buren, he'd write on the side of it.
Walk well, proud.
They didn't have big, you know, he had like Al Jolson.
Who did Hickory. They have to look up to? Tippy Canoes.
All right, Drew.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I'm worried about Mindy. I feel
she's
very...
all right. She's got a rich stepdad. Her mom's just, freaking her out. It's weird to talk about your mom's sex drive.
She needs to go to a therapist, right?
Yeah.
Go to a good college with a good mental health service and work on therapy, too, while you're going through college. There you go.
Sounded hot, though. I don't know about the doctor part, though. I know, she's 15, but she could sound hot. You know what I'm saying?
You want to ask if she is?
All right. Mindy?
Yeah?
You good looking?
Yeah.
All right, baby doll. There's going to be a lot of distractions for you being good-looking and sounding sexy and everything and only 15.
And having a lot of chaos in your family history.
Yeah, hopefully your skin will get bad or something so you can make it through med school.
I hope not.
Yeah. Well, look, you
that's
don't want guys...
Right now.
You can't be distracted with the men. All right. Remember I said about the bachelor party? Hey, by the way, speaking of crazy broads, got home last night. For some reason, I don't know if my TiVo has a sense of humor or something, but every time I turn it on when I come home at 12:30 at night, it's on Oprah. I don't leave and it's on Oprah. I just come home and it's on Oprah.
You've been putting the three it's
effing
thumbs
with
up,
me.
Yeah. On Oprah.
Yeah, another thing it used to record when it had extra room was the soap opera Passions. Which I've never even seen. Oh, I'm not man. At home Whoa. During the day. It's like, what possesses these things?
And, well, interesting you would equate passions with possession.
Well, I mean, yeah, Drew, your hypothesis is that it sounded like a porn title.
Oh,
and
that's
why
right.
it recorded
yes.
it. It's yes. used to porn.
Right,
it's
right.
scanning going, here's something that sounds like porn.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't think it works that way. I think you've got to watch the show, and then your TiVo goes, well, he watches
no,
the show.
No, it's supposed to record stuff or offer you stuff that you like based on your recording and viewing patterns.
I tape Modern Marvels on the History Channel.
You never push the green
and
thumbs?
And Viva La Bam. Those are the only two shows. I just watch a bunch of shows about building bridges.
Do you push the green thumbs?
No, I don't get into that. What would it do the soap operas for?
Right.
All right, well, anyway, here's the point. I was watching Oprah last night. Well, you know, if it's on, you know, not in. Yeah, so, you know, hour and 15 minutes into Oprah. I'm watching the Olsen twins on there.
Oh, they were on?
Yeah, they're looking, I hadn't seen them in a while.
Yeah.
They look a little affected. I'm not sure what the word is. Sort of eating disorder meets substance something meets maybe being pulled in too many directions at once. Something's they look like a dam about to break.
Don't no
something.
No.
So
don't
I think they look 100% healthy to me.
Don't you think it's a little deer in the headlights?
They got a little deer in the headlights.
I thought now imagine yourself at 17 sitting on Oprah producing movies.
Well, myself, yeah, but it's by 17, they've had 19 years in the business.
Yeah, but they're still 17. They really are. Well, how old was the Oprah, by the way?
Drew did a movie with the, I'm picking Drew about the Olsen twins because he did this movie with them where he played their dad, or plays their dad, which is coming out
next week.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so, what's it called?
New York Minute.
Yeah, yeah.
But how old was that piece, you think?
With the Olsen twins?
Was it an old Oprah?
No, I thought it was a recent one.
A recent one, yeah. Because they really matured a lot in the last year, too. They really
yeah.
have. Yeah, yeah, they
right.
changed
no
a lot.
No eating disorder? Maybe.
Not that I
Maybe.
Saw. No.
Mm? Well, no. What are you going to see? True. Something looked, they looked bug-eyed. Like, I don't know, like they're on some kind of kitty-uppers or something. I don't know. It's just one of them's going to get up on a water tower with a hunting rifle.
I don't think so. I spent a lot of time with them, and I didn't get any no chaos, no complaining, no negativity, no nothing.
Maybe someone got to you.
Well, I was high the whole time, but that's.
I'm just saying. Maybe someone
I think
told
they got
you
some
what
kitty
to
uppers.
Say.
No. Really.
All right.
I would say the only thing I saw that was unusual is that we first started this thing a year ago. They were so close. The twin stuff was so... I mean, twins get that way sometimes. And I watched them over the course of the year kind of separate and individuate.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, what's really interesting, is I watched some footage of Ashley and I. Did I tell you about this?
No.
We're in this one scene in the kitchen. We're sitting side by side, and she mirrors my body movement precisely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that she's used to mirroring because she's been a twin for her whole life.
Yeah, she's like one of those shepherd dogs.
Yeah, right, right.
Huh? Yeah, she's a herder. You start heading for the lunch table, she's one of those herding dogs.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm telling you, one of them's going to snap soon, Drew. That's all I'm saying. And you'll have to get there.
Good time.
Talk to Amy?
Yeah.
Amy?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah. Hey, I saw the Olsen twins on there the other day. I thought Mary-Kate looked like she was kind of out of it, like she didn't really know what was going on.
Kitty Downers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, something, and yeah.
Maybe it's just too much. I mean, they've been like.
They're overwhelmed.
Yeah, they're on a jag right now. They've been going crazy with the promotion. I mean, the Hollywood Reporter today was dedicated to the Olsen twins.
Really?
And they got their Walk of Fame star today and stuff.
They got slowed down.
It's a lot of stuff. Really? 17-year-old. Just imagine you were 17 in that situation.
Well.
Your head would have just split open.
Yeah, but. Okay, but here's the thing. Shouldn't their parents pull them out of the game for... hold on. Amy brought it up. Here's what I think the idea is if these two ever stop moving forward, they're not going to get back on the highway. That'll be it. The second... I know. You're going to tell me how vastly talented they are, but...
I'm just saying,
they stop, they take a year off, and they're going to take 50 years off. That's what I think.
I think it's like anything else in this business where people learn to strike when the iron is hot. And they're building to something right now. And they got to just kind of bear down. Yeah, they're capable.
They got $70 million each. What are they building toward? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They got to buy a country? I mean, they got $70 million. They're going insane. Why don't we give them a break? All right, Drew. All right. What would you do if they were your kids? Oh. Tough questions. Very tough questions. Bam. What if they were your kids?
I saw them work hard at school and have a regular life, and that they seem to be remarkably together given what the life they've led.
A second ago, you said, what would you be doing if you were 17 and you were doing all this? Yeah. Now you're saying they're leading a normal life.
No, they're remarkably normal life given the life they've got.
All right, but you don't have to have a remarkably normal life and be in the circus. I mean, they could get out of the circus. Well, right. They got more money than God.
You could.
They can reel it in. I think they feel, and probably rightfully so, that if they stop, their fan base is going to get 6 months older and drop off, and that'll be the end of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they feel like they have a bona fide talent to sustain whatever career they've envisioned for themselves. Thank you. That's why I killed my twin years ago.
Ah,
I didn't need that pressure.
Lot.
Yeah. Remember nappy-headed Alan used to come around here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just called him Jack for short.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Drew, explain that joke to me.
Because he was your twin?
Jack. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Drew. Please. Oh, man. I've never talked about that on this show. Let's take a break. True, watch the comedy, would you? It always throws me. Bam and Ryan both here from Viva La Bam. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, who are we going to talk to, Drew?
We haven't talked to Amy yet. Let's try.
Yeah, all right. And we got a Germany or Florida coming up.
All right,
let's do that.
We'll do that.
All right, all after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bam Margera's here tonight. I know I put an S in the end of that. Probably shouldn't have. Ryan Dunn also from Viva La Bam, 9 o'clock, MTV, Sunday night. Drew? Mm-hmm. Arguing about the Olsen twins during the break. Drew did two scenes with them, and they're like the daughters you never had, right?
It's true.
Drew's a protective father.
That's true.
All right. Drew, you got a big premiere to go to this weekend?
I do.
Are they going to be there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No. They won't know you. They'll give you one of these.
Oh, they may not know me, but they'll
be
there.
You'll go, hey, girls. And they'll go, huh? Who is that dude?
Security.
Security. Hello. Restraining order. Amy?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. So I had an abortion in August, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just ran into the guy who's a father, like, 2 days ago, and, I was like, oh, I should tell him. But then I'm like, oh, I shouldn't tell him. So I don't know if I should tell him or not.
What would you accomplish by telling him?
Well, nothing, but shouldn't he kind of know, you know, like...
Well, what would that... Why? Think about it.
Well, because he would have had a kid, but...
Yeah, but he didn't. It's over.
Because he would have had a kid.
Yeah.
That's great.
So
you need to learn to look at your motivation a little bit. Do you want to be back involved with this guy again?
No, and I know if I tell him that that's going to happen, so that's...
Are you mad at him? If you tell him that will happen?
I know that will happen if I tell him.
You'll get back involved with him?
It wasn't really an involvement thing. It was like, we, like, had sex for a week, and that was it.
If you tell him again, what will happen?
We'll probably start having sex again.
And that's something you want to do?
No, it's not.
Then why would you tell him?
Well, because my friend's like, you should tell him because then you'll have closure and you'll just, everything will be okay, you know?
Wait a minute. No,
why are you telling a guy about aborting his child is going to give him a boner?
Yeah, that's like, weird.
You're talking to a guy about abortion, you're going to start having sex again?
Maybe she needs to get it off her shoulders.
Yeah, first of all, you don't do things to relieve yourself of guilt.
You don't?
No, that's not an appropriate reason to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to give you any closure, and it's going to strike up a relationship with this dickhead again. Come on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Sometimes I think if I don't talk, let's see how long the show goes without anyone saying anything. And it always turns out it's a long time. I'm always surprised. I always think, eventually someone's going to say something. But now, sometimes people say something, like Drew will go, hey, Adam, aren't you going to talk? He cues me. All right, Amy?
Yeah?
All right.
Phone line's
all screwed up. Look, she had the abortion. Don't tell
it's
the guy.
Over.
Don't listen to your dumbo friends.
There's no more closure. You can't get more closure.
She's angry at the guy for dumping him.
She wants to
rub this in his face a little bit.
Correct.
Yeah. And by the way, a guy could freak out. I mean, if this guy's not a great guy and you come up and tell him you got rid of his son, he could spaz out on you a little bit.
Yep.
Definitely.
All right. So,
Germany, Florida.
And stop having sex with old guys who don't care.
Criminals, by the way.
Yes. Igor?
Yeah.
You're 15?
I am. Yeah. Hey, guys. I love your show. Adam, you're hilarious. I want to be literally a millionaire just like you.
It could happen.
Thanks.
Probably not.
You probably don't want to do it.
Gonna happen.
And probably don't want to do it just like him.
Okay.
No.
You should see his Social Security statement.
All right. Yeah. And Drew, you're an honorable man, I have to say.
Honorable. Thank you.
Yes. All right. And
ready
Igor.
For the Germany or Florida?
Yes.
All right. A mother intentionally made her daughter sick to draw attention to herself by contaminating the child's blood, tampering with her feeding pump, and sickening her with unprescribed medication. Mm-hmm. By age 8, the daughter underwent some 40 surgeries and spent 640 days in the hospital. The mother faces up to 45 years in prison, Germany or Florida.
Mm.
Well, Igor, this kind of thing, believe it or not, happens all the time. It's called Munchausen by proxy.
That's right.
It's actually a clinical syndrome that happens where mothers bring in their daughters and they become a proxy for the mother, and the daughter acts out dutifully without really realizing.
This happens everywhere.
It happens everywhere.
Phone screeners, so, this is a poor example of Germany or Florida.
Yeah.
But we should play anyway.
Florida.
Florida?
Florida.
Wait a minute. We got to ask Bam and Ryan.
Oh, I'll go with Florida.
Florida?
Florida.
It's definitely a Florida thing, yeah.
Yeah, all right. We're all going Florida, Igor.
Well, you're right. You're right. It is Florida.
Yeah.
It's called Briquettes or Munchausen's by proxy.
Yeah. It is the by proxy one. It says Hillary Clinton visited the girl, and all the Florida Marlins visited them, too.
Yeah. That's the only crappy part about being a professional baseball player. You got to visit kids in the hospital. You know? You got to go.
That's
you got to do
tough.
It. What are you going to do?
Tough.
Hey, Igor, and and 4-year-olds love Hillary Clinton. Yeah, they got to be excited when they see Hillary come rolling in there. Oh my God, it's Hillary Clinton! I mean, they want to see like strawberry shortcake or something, right? Like you could take a homeless guy and just put him in a clown outfit. They'd like it better than Hillary Clinton, right?
I think anybody would like that better.
God, I'd be bummed if Hillary showed up. It's like, oh no, please do not try to perform oral sex on me. I beg of you.
I think age is irrelevant on that. I think it just sucks for everybody.
That's right. It covers the age spectrum. Everyone would be upset. Most of all, Bill Clinton. I think he was laid up in the hospital and Hillary showed up. I think he'd be number one on the list of dudes who were bummed out that Hillary showed up. All right. He'd probably bring up some of that jello if he saw her. Right. Drew, who would be happy that Hillary showed up?
I can't think one of
one of the Olsons?
One of the Olsons, by
one of the Olsons. All right. We got a question for
both.
We got a question for Pam over here. Ryan?
What's going on?
Ryan? Yeah, who's 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Bam.
Yo.
What's going on, man? I've been skating for like 5 years now. And like, I was wondering, like, how did you get sponsored? Did you make a tape or did like they just discover you?
I think the only way is to just get one of your friends to film you, you know, skating, because that's the only way. You have to have it on tape to, like, show what you could do. I mean, you could probably win a contest and then get sponsored that way, but it's such a mission. You're better off just saving up and buying a $1,000 video camera or something.
Will they look at it if you, or do you know? I mean, you take a videotape of you doing some great stuff on a skateboard. You send it in to all the potential sponsors.
Yeah.
And they'll look at it?
It all depends on, like, the first 30 seconds. Like, you could tell, like...
But will they even pop it in, you think?
Yeah, they do, just because, like, they don't want some, like, kid from Brazil getting on, like, some really good kid from Brazil
or
whatever.
Someone else may look at the tape and pick them up.
Somebody else will look at it, and then they'll, like, regret it when they see the name. So I'm sure that they watch 30 seconds of each tape, and if it's good, they just keep watching the whole thing.
Right.
Okay.
And who's your sponsor?
Element and Audio Shoes and, like...
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan?
What's going on?
You looking to pick up a sponsor?
Actually, not really. I just want to skate, but you know what I'm saying? I just want to know how he did it.
You're 22. How do you support yourself now?
Oh, no, I work. See, it's cool. They let me skate at my job, too.
I don't want to know anymore.
I work in a warehouse.
Oh, they let you go from one spot to the next on your skateboard?
Like on break time and lunchtime and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if that... I mean, I'd let my employees skate. They just wanted to do it during their own time. But I don't even know if you need permission. I mean, that's just your own business, right?
Pretty much.
There may be some legal stuff.
All right. Yeah. So during you spend your lunch skating?
Yeah, after I eat, pretty much.
All right. How much time do you get for lunch, by the way? It seems there's never, you know, by the time the lunch truck pulls up and honks the horn, you get in line and the guy's ready with the chimichanga. You got like 8 minutes after that to choke the thing down, then it's back to the salt mines, right?
Oh, we got an hour.
Oh, you got an hour?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a pretty good break for a warehouse job.
Yeah, it's flexible.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. I've done a lot of eating off lunch trucks in my day, Drew. They don't have one of those at the hospital, do they?
No, I have one in high school, though.
You had a lunch truck in high school? Mm-hmm. Really? That could be kind of cool.
I don't know if the rest of the country experiences this, but when the lunch truck pulls up in Southern California, it's na 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 na
yeah.
to the horn.
Yeah, so we get it. You're from Mexico. How about you play something from Germany? Maybe we get ourselves some crepes or some potato pancakes or something like that. Maybe a little schnitzel. Yeah, you know, it's great, too. It's first off, it ain't that cheap, the lunch truck.
No.
It's not as cheap as it should be. And secondly, everything's just greasy and has sort of that Mexican theme going. And it takes a little while to come up. If you get in line, you know, if the whole factory empties out into the place, you'll be waiting a while.
It wasn't that good back in the day either. Basically, we're like one of those dispensing machines, you know, that you get this horrible, like, dispensing
machine. And it's coming off of a truck.
Yeah. I just had a horrible construction flashback. Yeah. All right. Let's go decompress.
All right.
Bam and Ryan here from Viva La Bam, MTV. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Bam Majerus here tonight, along with Ryan Dunn from Viva La Bam, 9 o'clock, MTV, Sunday night. All right. Let's go back to the phones.
Oh, yeah.
And speak to Tessa, who's 16. Tessa?
Hello.
What's happening?
Nothing. Okay, my question. Yeah. I'm having an argument with my little brother right now. And he's saying that when you have sex and you use a condom, that you should use two condoms.
How old is your brother?
He is 14.
14. That must be...
Not that he's having sex or anything.
Nice.
Yeah. What are you guys even talking for?
I don't know.
My sister and I managed to make it through 15 years of cohabitation without ever really speaking.
Have you ever actually spoken to your sister? I didn't know she talked.
a lot of talking. She uses a sketch pad. She may be missing her tongue. I'm not sure.
Well, that's what I thought happened. I said, didn't want to bring it up.
All right. So we certainly never talked about that. Once in a while, I accused one of her stoner friends for stealing one of my shirts, but that was about it.
Tessa, two lurk works less well than one. Two will break.
Yeah.
They create friction against one another, and they don't work.
But three.
What kind of haggard chicks is he hanging out
with? He's got some really bad 13-year-olds he's running with. Tessa?
Mm-hmm.
You're right, and he's wrong.
I hope.
All right.
Yeah, so when you should always use one condom because when you use two, it creates more friction and it's more likely to break, right?
That is correct.
That's right.
Okay.
One Trojan condom.
Oh, and I also have a
comment. But if you step up to like 9, you can start adding some girth.
Oh, okay.
That's my move. Yeah. You know, they got that like super thin walled for extra sensitivity. I'm looking for the fat wall one.
Oh, my
I'm looking for the ones really, you know, about 3/4 inch of rubber on each side.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Hey, Tessa.
Hmm?
Do any of your friends think your brother's cute or anything like that?
Actually, yes, but that's really disturbing.
Uh-oh. See, that's tough, though, because she's 2 years, you know, because the 16-year-old chicks and the 14-year-old, it's not normal. It's a little out of range.
Yeah.
You know, if it's even or if it's the other way around.
But he's still got his crosshairs on him.
Oh, but think about when you're like in the 8th grade and your sister's bringing home her hot 10th grade girlfriends. Like,
give me a
that's
minute.
Big. Are you there? Yeah, that's big.
Continue. I'll be here.
That is big to your little 14-year-old brain.
Okay,
and,
just finished.
And if one of them ever likes you, it's like, holy smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Look out. Yeah, that's huge.
But then you'd be so squirrely, you wouldn't know what the hell to do. You'd be all...
Yeah, but once in a while, you get that 14-year-old kid who's got like a rap. He's cool. I hate those kids, by the way.
Yeah.
They you know, they're like car salesmen or something, or guys who manage...
like Quagmire.
Yeah, it's like they manage restaurants or something at age 14. Tessa?
Mm-hmm.
Is your brother, is he a slick kid? Does he have a rap?
No, I don't know.
Well, your friend likes him, though, right?
Well, no, one of my friends says that he's, like, the cutest little thing and that if he was our age that she would date him. But she's 18, so that's, like, illegal.
She's kidding around.
Yeah.
All right.
But I also have a comment for Bam.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell him that he's, like, the hottest thing on this planet and that he's gorgeous.
He knows it.
Yes, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he gets it all the time.
Thank you.
I know. Okay. He's looking in a mirror right now.
Ryan just felt my butt right now.
All right, Tessa.
Okay, thank you.
Ryan has a tub drawn.
We get home.
I got a question for Hot Pants over here. Adam, and why is it every time Bam gets a question, the person asking it has to be named, have the same name as someone in this room? So Adam's got a question for Bam. Last time Ryan had a question for Bam. I guess Drew
coming on.
Will have the next one for Bam. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm a big fan of Viva La Bam. Bam, I got a question. I just want to know if April and Phil really do, like, legitimately get upset, or are they just in on a joke the whole time?
I'd say Phil doesn't really care about anything, so he'll pretty much get over it. But, like, Ape freaks out about everything. I mean, like, in the next episode that's coming on, there was, like, an oriental rug that was on the ground, and we were all muddy. And, like, she was like, don't go on the rug. So, of course, me and Ryan go on the rug, and she seriously, like, lost her mind because we were getting mud on, like, a $300 oriental rug. We're like,
I don't know if you care, but I'm upset with the whole show. They seem That's quite awesome. Happy, though.
Cool. I just wanted to say also that I do now call my my parents Ape and Phil in your honor.
Oh, nice.
They must love that. All right, Adam, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks a lot.
See ya.
Let's talk to Sabrina, who's 16. Sabrina?
Oh, my God, I got on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, hi, Bam. I just want to say I love your show, and I'm absolutely obsessed with you. And my question is, I'm interested in getting my clitoris pierced, and I was wondering if it could reduce sexual stimulation.
Yes, it can.
It can?
I've heard more problems than successes with that one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the successful ones are sort of a silent majority.
No, they don't like they're no, they do. They're, oh, these are whoa, you're so enhancement. And then in reality, you start talking to people.
They go, they sound like a Mr. Mooney from the I Love Lucy show.
Yes, exactly. Like the banker.
You get style points.
No, they
though,
people brag about, oh, I did this because it's wonder enhances
yeah,
things. And
right.
You really start talking to them. It's like, yeah, enhance things for a few weeks. And then all of a sudden, the desensitivity went down. And
well, I'm not really into enhancing it. It's just like piercings are my thing. So
yeah, well, here's my opinion on it. It's just like you're decorating your house for a party. Just leave the thing alone.
You know? Yeah.
Just let the guests come over.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Just hope Mr. Penis RSVPs, and hope it's not a plus one. That can get painful. You know what I mean? When he brings his buddy.
I'd just be sketched out about like going to some random tattoo joint and some like scumbag is just. Like...
Well, none of that. It's 16-year-old, so it's not the normal.
Yeah.
Institution that's going to
some
pierce the clitoris.
Like,
and look, like if you could send the thing in and he would pierce it and send it back, maybe. But the idea that you got to hop up in this makeshift stirrups, you know,
well,
it's probably
totally
made out like
him.
Trust who?
Yeah,
who
yeah,
is he's
he? Got stirrups made out of PVC pipe.
He's been my tattoo like artist since I was 14. So
oh, that's somebody you can trust. Somebody that tattoos a 14-year-old.
Well, no, I got it with parental consent. So
yeah, and by the way. How old is this dude, the tattoo artiste?
Oh, he's like 25, 26.
Isn't it considered weird to, you know, basically spread your legs at, you know, an underage chick for like a guy who's, you know, an adult?
Well, it's better than doing it myself.
I'd be sending
myself to the hospital if I tried to do it myself.
Yeah, how about not doing it?
But I love piercing.
You got to get the clit pierced through. Yeah. What are you going to do? You got to go to a pro.
Got to do it somehow.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And it kind of, these guys, I mean, I'd like to see the look on their face when some hot little 16-year-old comes in. I got the note from Daddy.
Jumping over each other.
Yeah.
I got this one.
Yeah. Bert, I'm going to handle this one. You put the dragon on the fat broad's ass. yeah, I'm going to go ahead and draw the shower curtain here. We can't be disturbed. Boil some water and see if you can send out for some Arby's. I'm going to be busy. Now, when it shows up, just slide it under the shower curtain because I could be here for a while.
Some Red Bull vodka.
Hold my calls. This might take all afternoon.
That's right. Oh, my God. Annie getting paid, by the way. Yeah, here's $400.
It's going to take a good 5-6 hours.
Yeah. You know? As a matter of fact, just go ahead and flip the close sign. I'll lock up.
Turn off the neon lights.
Yeah, shut that accordion gate thing on the front. Need any druggies coming in here trying to rip off our bongs. All right. Let's keep moving forward and speak to Monique, who's 18.
Hello.
Monique, what's happening?
Not much. Well, my question is, okay,
mm-hmm.
When I was younger, okay, I'm still young now, but like 12, 13, 14, 15, you know, up there,
mm-hmm.
Still doing it, but I had a problem with having sex with or was more attracted to older guys. And
You were how old?
12, 13, 14.
And how 15, and how old 16. Were the guys?
Old. About,
like 40?
Yeah. 30,
40-year-olds.
Yeah.
And you had sex with these guys?
Yeah.
All right, so you were being sexually abused as an adolescent. You found criminals to act out
yeah.
with.
Well, listen, when you're 12 years old and you're having sex with a guy who's 35, he's a criminal.
Just imagine, Monique, for a second, somebody your age having sex with a 13, 14-year-old. That's, I mean, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Well, look, you're talking to a girl who's getting nailed by a 40-year-old guy when she was 12. I think she could stretch her imagination.
Well, most of the time, usually they can't. Usually they go, oh, it's impossible. It's, oh,
but as usual, one of your hypotheticals fell well short of the mark.
It did indeed.
Monique?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you grew up in a horrible family that let this go on.
Well, no, they didn't know. It's just, I don't know. I was,
what happened growing up? Some sort of mess, some sort of problem.
Well, my parents were apart. My family used to tell me I think I did it because I needed a father figure. But
well, that's part of it, but still there must have been some sexual abuse or something before that.
No.
Or physical abuse?
No.
Nothing. Just at age 12, you thought it'd be a good idea to start hooking up with.
I don't know. When I was growing up and when I went to school, I didn't really have any friends or anything like that, and I was like depressed or whatever. And I took my depression out on sex.
Right, I understand that, but why all that depression?
Because when I went to school and
yeah, no, you had
sisters and brothers. They'd pick on me and talk about me, and I just didn't have any friends or anything like that. And
more, right. No, more.
All right, well, but, look, we're out of time. But listen, Monique, hold on a second. Sorry, you got to get some therapy. If you were essentially raped at age, 12 and 13 year old with 40 year old guys, you got to get some therapy for this. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Pure and simple. Okay?
All right.
All right. Sorry. But that's the long and the short of it.
It's a
Feel the Bam, everyone, Sunday nights, MTV. We got to take a quick break. Shut up, Drew. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Bam Margera is here tonight, along with Ryan Dunn. Viva La Bam, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock, MTV. Just had a nice talk with Ryan about chickens. Had a very funny, heard a little funny exchange there where I said, we're just talking about chickens during the break. And Ryan said, yeah. And then Bam said, what chickens? And then Ryan said, what do you mean, what chickens? And then Bam said, oh, you mean the chickens at my house? And he said, yeah.
He insisted that we had these chickens at the house because we needed them for one of the episodes that we were doing, and then there was like seven of them running around, and Ryan's like, let's keep them, and I'm like, who's going to take care of them? He's like, I will. And then he skips town, goes to L.A., and then he locks all the chickens in like this shed, and it's just covered in poop now.
Yeah, he says they drop an egg every day.
Wow.
Every one of them.
It's like ovulating.
Yeah. One egg every day.
So we got seven eggs every day.
Six.
Yeah, six chickens.
Six chickens.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even look at
it. One died of exposure. So you get a six-egg omelet going every day. Fresh cool. Eggs. They're brown.
Let's start a chicken coop.
You could do worse, right?
Yeah.
They're only $7 per chicken.
Yeah, so you pretty much make your money back in a couple weeks.
Oh, really? $7. And they're majestic creatures, too.
Oh, yes. And friendly. Friendly.
Brown. Brilliant.
Yeah. Someone ought to put them on a flag. They're noble. All right. Let's...
Make a cartoon. They're like a superhero.
Oh, the super chicken?
Oh, wait a minute.
Drew,
come on. Have you already thought of it?
Yeah, it's been done. By the way, they make all these remakes of, making Scooby-Doo and all that stuff. Someone would be smart to do Super Chicken.
Since that was the only funny one.
Yeah, it was the only decent cartoon from the, 70s. Why don't they do Super Chicken? Yeah? You guys are too young to remember Super Chicken.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man, he had a super coop. He drank his secret sauce. He turned into Super Chicken. You don't remember what his sidekick's name was?
No.
Fred.
Oh.
Remember Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could probably do the song.
Bok, 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 bok.
Yeah. Drew, you could do the park, park, park.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
All right.
Let's see. When you think that you're in danger, being threatened by a stranger, when you think that you're take a licking, there's someone who will hurry up and rescue. Just call out for Super Chicken. There's something about overlook it because he knew the job was dangerous when you took it. No. He will drink a super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring the dead alive and kicking. I think it was just two there. There was someone else who called you just call out for Super Chicken. Call out for Super Chicken. No. It's not all the same.
I can't remember it.
Oh, well, come on. We worked this and worked
well,
this
now we
and
got
worked
it. Now
this
we
before
got it.
The show, Drew. Come on. It's a great theme song, as you can tell. Drew didn't do it justice with his multiple
rocks. I was on the edge of my seat.
But he would go, bah-bah! Yeah. Yeah, okay. It would go, call for Super Chicken. No. Bah, 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 bah. Call for Super Chicken. Bah, bah. That was the end. It was big. It ended.
I get it.
Crescendo.
Back to
all right. All right, we'll work that out over the weekend. Kim?
Back to the tonic note.
Hello?
You're 24?
Correct.
What's up?
Okay, I have a problem. I have been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and I have been faking orgasms the whole time. And I'm over it. I don't know how to break it to him. I don't want to, squash his manhood. I love him dearly.
But you're angry.
You're angry.
Oh, I'm not. Well, yeah, at myself. There you go. How's that? The problem is I've never had an orgasm through by intercourse.
You never will.
Ooh.
Never. Oh.
Most women don't.
Yeah, none of them.
Really? I heard that it's common. Freud said that it was because of sexual immaturity or something.
Yeah, it's nonsense. It's just how you're wired. And some women are wired that way. Some women have multiple orgasms. Some only during oral sex. Some kind of both ways. But you're one that will probably only have it with oral sex.
Really?
But here's the thing. The women fake it, and then they get angry at the guy. Because each time they fake it, they get a little more angry. I know, but for a woman, there's no real distinction, unfortunately, between being angry at herself and being angry at the guy.
Do you ever have orgasms with him?
That's the unfortunate part.
Is there any other way you could have orgasm with him?
Clitoral stimulation. The U-wall, yeah. But, I mean, I dig intercourse. It's great, but I've never been able to climax or orgasm. It's just crazy.
Again, one of the differences between men and women, they can have this receptive experience of intercourse. Oh, it's fantastic. I'm done. No orgasm.
So how do I bring this up to the dude?
Well, does he give you oral sex?
Yeah.
And do you have an orgasm that way?
Yes.
All right. So just stop having them with intercourse.
Really? Well, he won't be suspicious?
Maybe you should start tapering them down slowly or something. Why don't you say you got into an accident at work?
Got into an accident at work? All right,
What? What kind of work do you do?
A food server.
Food service. Wow. Tell them you took some hot fry oil in the cooch.
No. Just start tapering it down and just say, you know.
The deep fryer exploded.
I'm fine the way it is.
Time.
I don't need to have that.
I
buy the deep fryer thing.
For a guy, it'd be much easier. And you know, you can see the guy telling his buddies, oh yeah. And then one of them would say, yeah, my woman had a fax machine land on her at the office, and she couldn't have one either. I mean, it would just, guys are very delicate. You know what I mean? Delicate to ego, Drew.
Nasty Ford truck accident.
Yeah.
That's the way my chick went.
We've all got a story. Hey, Kim.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's good. If you tell him, he might. Why don't you just tell him you ran out of the vaginal ones and you only got the clitoral ones yet left, and then blame him for using them all up.
That's very helpful. I don't.
Oh, okay. And my fry cook thing wasn't. My deep fryer thing wasn't.
Well, everything is intact. It's not like hanging out there, you know.
I mean, somebody just smacked it with a frying pan. Keep the frying theme going.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, no, okay, here's something. Is there a relative that's near death?
No.
Yeah. You couldn't kill your grandma or something and say it screwed you up emotionally? How about you? All right. Have you seen the movie Passion of the Christ?
Yes, I have.
Okay. How long ago? Say something happened
after you
saw that movie.
Bad dreams.
Yeah. See something. Okay. Say you saw like a... documentary on Vietnam or something on the History Channel or something. Whatever it is, something emotionally happened. You saw something horrible. You saw a special on Columbine.
Just be prepared
that
the guy
out.
Is going to start working you like a Swiss watch, trying to figure out where things have gone wrong.
Yeah, like she's having one through oral sex.
I know. I think important thing here's maybe a strategy: have intercourse, have oral sex following that, and then have the orgasm. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be kind of done. It'll be a finish at the end there, and that'll be that.
Yeah, I don't know. As a guy, you know, heading down after your doesn't make kind of gay.
Tell him you like starting off with oral sex, and then. She doesn't need to have an orgasm.
Yeah, but
sex.
The guy like, well, you've always we got to have that one. That one's always missing. It's missing. It's still too preoccupying about it.
Well, it's tough. She's definitely painted herself into an orgasm corner. Deanna?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, well, I got divorced with my ex-husband I'd say like October last year. And I kind of been seeing this girl, and we mess around and stuff, but I don't know if it's, like, a phase I'm going through or, I mean, because, like, me and my ex, like, we had great sex, but I never, like, completely, like, enjoyed myself. But with this girl that I'm with, it's like totally different.
Hold on. How do you have great sex?
It was great. Like I don't know. Like the people that I was with before, they like never let me orgasm, and he was never about. You know, he was always letting me get mine. And I mean, I've never had that before.
All right, but then why do you call it great sex and then say it wasn't that good?
I mean, it was great, like, with a guy. That's what I mean. Like, it was the best sex I've ever had with a man. But it didn't, like, completely, like, fulfill me. Orally.
And now you're fulfilled by a woman?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, we never, like, had oral sex. But with my
You and the guy never had oral sex.
No.
How come?
I don't know. We just never did it. It was always like, let's just go ahead and roll over, and do that and go back to bed. But it was always really good. It was never about, going off.
Hold on a second. How can this... First off, it's great sex. Then it's, we never had oral. And then it was like, you just roll over and Naomi go back to bed. But it was great.
Yeah.
Well, which is it?
It's all over the place.
It doesn't sound like great lovemaking, does it?
No.
Roll over, throw you one, and then back to TiVo? All right. Deanna's screwed up.
Yeah.
Deanna?
Yes.
It has to be downgraded to good or marginal
or
sex.
Adequate.
If he isn't doing something that you really enjoy, like oral sex, and he's doing the roll over and then back to bed thing.
Well, I mean, the intercourse is always good, but we never had oral sex, and I get oral sex from my friend. That's what I like.
Why did you tell the guy you'd like some oral sex?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't. I never brought it up. I didn't think I was going to really like it.
Okay, but now you do.
I do.
There you go. What's the question?
Oh, I just don't know if it's like, I don't know if I should go back with him and explain myself what I like or just stay with her.
Whomever you're with, you should explain what you like. What's going on in that relationship? We can't make a decision about what the quality of the relationship is. We're not talking about the guy or the girl.
You have a kid with this guy?
Yeah, we do. We have a daughter.
All right, then you got to get back with him. You have a child together.
Yeah,
we do. Are you kidding?
Well, she's calling from Riverside, so it's kind of...
I guess it's a push.
They don't really have kids there. They just have things they got to feed once in a while.
Yeah.
It's not really what our definition of children are. What do you want to do with the kid? When she's a family of a possum raise the kid so he has a fighting chance. What are you doing?
Four. She.
How old is your girl?
She's two. She'll be two next month.
Two. All right, Mom. You're just bouncing around looking for the best performer of oral sex? Sorry, Mom had to leave. Daddy wouldn't go down on me. But it's all right. I got this
Susie,
from work
my
to
girlfriend,
do
yeah.
Yeah, you know Aunt Susie? Yeah, she went down on me.
And by the way, your question was, should I go back with him? You're not with anybody. This is a, quote, friend. This isn't somebody you're involved with. And for some reason, the totality of how you experience yourself emotionally in intimate relations is this sort of bizarre, chaotic, physical contact. It's a mess.
Are you having... other than the fact that this guy doesn't perform the oral sex, how... good a guy is he?
Oh, he. I mean, we had our problems. We had, some domestic violence problems and stuff. But
okay, so he's not a great guy.
Ugh.
Well, everybody seems that he's not. But I mean, he's a great dad. We just had our problems.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I'm closing my eyes and picturing. I'm picturing a guy wearing an ascot and playing a violin.
You can't be violent in front of a child and be a great dad.
Well, she was in another part of the trailer.
Yeah.
There's a full 16th of an inch of corrugated aluminum between the child and where the beating was taking place, Drew. Come on, take a guy
that's
break.
That's not being a good dad.
And then some of those things have rigid insulation in them, too, so that's a sound barrier. Deanna.
Yes.
Okay, let's just start from the start here. No more kids. Do you hear me?
Oh, I know. I'm no more kids.
Good. Secondly, if this guy's physically abusive, you should not return to him.
No, he's not anymore. I mean, he stopped. I mean, he went to jail and, he went to, classes and stuff.
Great dad.
Fantastic dad. Great dad. So far, you're painting a beautiful picture of a quality parent.
All right. So he has a job?
Yes.
Okay. And you guys are married or what?
We're divorced.
You're divorced.
Yes.
Okay. And you have custody of your child?
Yeah, I have her during the week, and he has her weekends.
Oh, ooh. Right. All right.
Is it supervised custody?
They time it for when the parole officer comes by. So, all right, so he's good with the child?
Yeah.
All right. Does he want to get back with you?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe you guys should try to form a family on behalf of the child, but if he does any more hand-raising or boozing or whatever, you take the kid and you get out of there.
Well, he never was a boozer or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He beat on you sober, huh?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But this was before my daughter was born.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, look, go back, try to be a family on behalf of the child.
There you go.
And no more kids, all right?
No more. All right.
All right, yeah. Stop with the chaos. You're mom now, right? All right. Yeah, good times. All right.
All right, onward.
I'd worry less about the oral stimulation, more about the beatings.
Abuse.
Yeah. Good times, everybody.
It takes all kinds.
It takes all kinds. I've said that many times on this show. Lauren?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yes.
You have a question for Bam and Ryan?
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you're going to have Viva La Bam on DVD soon?
Yeah, I think it's coming out like July 1st.
Okay, good, because I love that show, and yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of bonus features, too, so.
Cool.
Is it rated R?
I don't know.
I believe it is.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's a fair amount of stuff you can't show on MTV, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you get to see that stuff.
Okay.
I think it's funny.
Okay.
All right, Lauren.
Okay.
You cool?
Yeah. And Bam, I love you.
Thanks.
Okay. And so do all my friends.
Tell them thanks, too.
We have, like, competitions and stuff. Like, who could have the most Bam stuff.
Names on the shoe.
Where do you get it at?
I don't know. We get it at PacSun, mostly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And when you say Bam stuff, what do you mean?
Like, Bam, like, pins and shoes and shirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And do you win the competition?
Sometimes I get some stuff and they go get the same thing and another thing, and then.
Do you get bummed out when they get it, or?
Yes, because my friend Nicole, I've known her forever, and she gets mad at me when I wear my Viva La Bam pin because she really wants it, and she doesn't know where to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta rub that. In her face.
Yeah, where did you get it, Lauren? Or are you scared that your friend Nicole may be listening?
No, my mom bought it for me at Hot Topic, I think.
Ah.
You should go to a skate shop, because they probably have, like good, I don't know, better stuff than...
I know, but I get to tell her that I talk to you.
Oh, yeah, you've been anointed now.
I think you're the winner.
I know.
Maybe she won't believe you, though.
I hope she's listening.
Well, why don't... Maybe Bam should give you some sort of code.
Or record something.
Or record an outgoing message on your cell phone.
I lost my cell phone.
Oh, bad times, baby.
You have an answering machine?
On my house?
What? No, your friend's house.
In your big wheel. Yeah, in your house.
Well, I'm not supposed to be on the phone right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you get some sleep and you dream of Bam.
I will.
All right, baby doll.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. All right. Yeah. There's things. There's signs. And Drew, you can talk, by the way. Don't just say look and point.
Fair enough. Want to take a call?
I see how long it takes sometimes. Gina?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering what's the longest you can wait before you take your those morning after pills?
You can actually probably wait up to 5 days, but it's supposed to be taken within 72 hours.
5 days, really?
You could take some indication that it may work up to 5 days, but really you want to try to get it in the first 24 hours if you can. That's when it's most effective.
It's been 48, so I still have tomorrow morning.
Yeah, get your hands on it quick. Sooner the better.
Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood, or call 1-800 not number two late, not too late.
Yeah, in 3 weeks they'll ship out some pills for you.
And they'll refer you to a pharmacy. You can get it without a prescription.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really? And how much is it?
I think it's about $30. You can get it tonight.
It's a lot cheaper than having to raise a child, young lady. I'll tell you that right now.
$30. All right.
Yeah. Seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot.
I know. But as I've said many times, my father spent almost $400 raising me. So wow. 30 seems a pittance of that. Actually, like 12, 13 times as much. Yeah, I mean, and that's a rough estimate. It could have gone as high as 450. It could have been as low as 275. I know four is a fair. My stepmom says it's more. She argues for him and says it's more about 475, 480. But I think the reality is. And by the way, those were 1980s dollars,
right?
Too.
Right.
So I mean, that would
can't
be.
Forget.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about almost $1,000.
You got to factor
today.
In inflation.
Yeah, you got to factor that in. All right, let's talk.
Take a break.
Take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. How about this guy? Ooh. Yeah. Drew, you got a puss on. What's wrong with you? Do you have a tough day?
I did have a really tough day.
When Drew has a tough day, he brings it. He brings it to work.
I bet.
See, when I have a tough day, I use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the difference between us. I'm like a great actor. I take the pain and the trauma
Converse.
And I turn it into my art.
Mm.
Whereas you just come in with a puss on.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Yeah, we never notice when you're having a bad day.
But I turn it into my art. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm understanding.
I use it as my motivation. Mm. Like a great prize fighter who was beaten by his father. See what I mean? I take my aggression out in the ring.
Yeah, we see that.
That's why I got the belt. You understand? That's why you got the water bucket, my friend. Sponge me off, would you? And put some Vaseline on me.
Where?
Not there. All right. All right, when we come back, because we got things to talk
about.
We have
great calls when we come back.
Well, what about this? I know Drew's got a puss on, but look, what about Joe with his surgical scars and these new patches? I don't even know what that is. Drew doesn't know what it is either? Well, let me just see. Joe?
Hi.
Hey, you're 22.
Yes.
You have surgical scars?
I have surgery and some accidents, and I got electrocuted on my hand when I was little.
What happened?
On my hand?
Yeah.
My grandparents reinstalled their sprinkler system, and they thought that it had been turned off, and it wasn't. And so I grabbed the sparking wire. But that's not the big one. The big one is on my stomach. Mm-hmm. From surgeries, and it just makes it really uncomfortable to wear swimming suits and stuff like that. So I was wondering if, like, the Neosporin patches that they have now that are, like, $40 a box.
Neosporin patches?
Yeah, they have them at, like, Walmart. You can buy the patches and you're...
Yeah, those are for open wounds.
Yeah, that's not going to work for a scar.
The commercial said that it would get rid of existing scars.
I think the commercial said it would reduce...
The risk of scarring.
The risk of scarring if you had a wound.
I read the box. It said. I just didn't buy it because it was $40, but...
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, it would reduce the appearance of existing scars.
No.
Well, while the patch was on.
Right.
You won't see the scar. It's got a patch where
yeah,
it is.
Right. Yeah.
Scars are very difficult things to treat, and no patch is going to take care of that.
Oh, by the way, your belly's worth $40.
If we're going to work.
But...
Yeah. I mean, what's your ceiling on getting rid of unsightly scars? Like $9?
Well, I'm kind of paying for college by myself, so until I get out of college, about $3.
All right. Well, what's the scar from, by the way?
I had my gallbladder removed, and I had my I have endometriosis, and so they did some exploratory surgery, I think they called it, just to see.
Really?
Yeah.
How big a scar is that? That's not a big scar, is it?
Well, there's
exploratory scar is
little,
not big.
There's six or seven little ones, and then there's a big one from a snowmobile accident.
Grandfather again?
What?
Ran you over the snowmobile? What?
No, I hit a jump and I landed it bad, and I went over the snowmobile.
And it ran over you?
No, I went over the top, but it didn't run over me.
Well, where'd the wound come from?
The handlebar.
Wow.
Tore your abdomen open?
Well, enough to leave a scar. It wasn't really deep, but it left a scar.
Happened to a friend of mine.
Joe, we're not going camping, by the way, this summer.
All right. Break my heart.
It's a death, yeah. All right. Drew.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. You want to do some scratching here?
Sexual abuse.
Sexual abuse?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
No.
Joe,
come on.
Something happened.
What happened?
why did something have to happen for me not to
have started? Because the endometriosis piece here and all the somatic, the physical preoccupations and the pelvic pain and all that really adds up to sexual abuse.
What happened?
No, my mom has it, my grandma has it, and so...
When did your dad rape you?
Good Lord, no.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on. All right, there's something missing here.
Yeah.
There's some trouble. There's something missing.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bam Margera, Ryan Dunn here tonight from Viva La Bam. Drew, you cool?
Very.
Sunday nights at 9 o'clock on MTV. Drew, what's the matter, buddy? Tough day.
Tough day.
Tough day at work?
A lot of non-surrendered opiate addicts, we call that.
People fighting you. Here's the thing about Drew. He's a sponge. He's very porous. He's very sensitive. And he goes to work. People give him a hard time. And then he absorbs it all. We go on the road. Some fat, angry lesbian says, what gives you the right to dispense medical knowledge over there? And then Drew's effed for the rest of the trip. He's just walking around, just staring at his feet, all funked out. 2 days later, I'm like, Drew, what's the matter? But I said, that woman in the airport. Like, screw that fat ass. She said I was bad. Come on, buddy. You gotta shake it off. This business, so we got to let stuff roll off you.
Got to be tough.
You got to be tough. You know what? We need you to be strong, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know, man.
Because there are people out there that care.
But do you care, man?
Yeah, man.
I need to know that you do.
I do, man. Come on. Somebody, look, all it's going to take is one of you a-holes out there in Radioland to call up, say you've read Drew's book, and it didn't suck.
Oh, that is... If you want to send me in a spiral, I go to Amazon and just read a couple of reviews. And
that's
just,
what Drew does.
Oh, my God. Drew. I put so much into this damn book, and people completely misread the thing, do not understand what it's about, and then just go off on those damn reviews, and I go insane.
Drew, what is that?
What is that?
All right,
why do I even go to the website and check?
Well, let's talk, because, you know, young Bam and Ryan should know this, too. And I don't know how you guys feel about this.
Give me some cashews.
If you... yeah, this is Drew's medicine. Yeah. This will make him feel better. By the way, this is like cashews that somebody threw a cinder block on.
I think these came out of the Egyptian temples or something.
Yeah, they're
pyramids.
Mashed.
Yeah, they're so old.
Do you guys go on the internet and read, like, you know, horrible things that people say about you?
I seriously don't even... I have my own website, and, like, MTV has a website, and, like, people post up stuff all day long. I don't even look at it just because, like...
Smart.
I probably looked at it, like, a year ago, and dude, it's just like a bunch of haters. Like, they just sign on just to talk crap because they know that you're never going to be able to find out who they are.
Yes.
So they just go there and just.
I love the people that give hate mail and go, now would you say hi to me on the air? And then,
yes,
you know, keep going. I'm gonna keep doing this until you say hi to me. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, that's right. Yes, and look, here's the thing. There will be 10 good ones for every 1.5 bad ones, but the 1.5 bad ones are the ones that stick in your craw.
Right.
I just don't know.
So leave it alone.
I don't know what the point is. If I don't like somebody, I just simply will ignore it. Like, if I don't like a band, I'll just be like, yeah, they suck, and then that's the end. But I wouldn't sign on and, scroll down to the message board just to tell them how bad they suck. Like,
that's right. It's very painful. Do you see people... These are men, flesh and blood, no different than you.
I don't have that problem. Nobody knows who I am in the first place. So
Ryan has his chickens, and that's where he seeks solace.
You got my chickens. You can't bring me down.
Let me tell you something about chickens. They don't judge.
Mm-mm.
They don't know if you're black, white. I think they may know if you're Mexican, though. I'm not sure.
Why?
Because I got a feeling about that. Because the Mexicans eat so many chickens, I think they're scared of Mexicans. It's all that pollo gordo, pollo loco.
No, they're afraid of pigs with... hatchets.
Well, that's also, too, the Mexicans, when they, you know, the butcher shops actually have pictures of the pigs, drawings, chasing with a hatchet.
Yeah,
big chef hat on. Who decided the pig did the cooking in the animal kitchen? You never see the chicken cooking. It's always Mr. Pig. He's serving it up. Yeah, anyway, the point is the chickens, they don't judge. You go with them, and they don't send hateful emails. They don't snipe at you. They don't talk about you behind your back. They're just there.
They just poop out an egg every day and
poop
go
out
on.
An egg, and that egg's there. So you know what? That's an offering. Here, take this. Here's some sustenance. Here's some protein, high protein.
Enjoy.
That's all. You go on the internet. You get an egg. No, you get a shiv in the liver. You get an iron boot in the groin. You hear me, Drew?
And by the way, I don't mind criticism as long as it's thoughtful.
Stay off that internet.
I don't mind it. Thoughtful criticism, I'm up for. But random, bizarre, rambling, acting out, crazy.
Internet is for porn and for fat people to seem skinny when they're talking to other people in other parts of the country. That's all.
It's so true, too.
It's not for you to look up your hateful reviews.
Dude, my friend Ryan G gained, seriously about 70 pounds or whatever, and he just sends, like a handsome photo of him when he was like 18, and I'm like, dude, gee, man, I hate to break to you, but you don't look like that anymore. Like, you gained so many more pounds. Like,
yeah, the internet, it's like your driver's license. You know, you wrote 175, and there it will stay. You can become morbidly obese, but that's what it says on the license. That's what it's for, Drew.
Okay.
Good
for that.
All right.
So, do you want to finish with Joe?
Joe.
The endometriosis and the flying over the snowmobile handlebars.
Yeah. Got shocked, scarring from the electrocution.
That's all.
Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. As my pediatric residents used to tell me, when these kids would come in with repeated accidents or repeated accidental overdoses, he would say, random events segregate non-randomly.
Yes,
which is
true. Spread out over my whole life. Like, the snowmobile was a couple years ago, and the electrocution was on as a kid.
All right.
How is it most people get through life without any of those things happening?
No, that's untrue. Most people have a bunch of scars and stuff.
I'm not very lucky.
Okay. Now, so just to make sure everything's cool, you were never sexually abused?
No.
Never physically abused?
No.
Okay. Family's cool? You love your dad, your mom?
No, my family's dad's cool. An asshole, but he never sexually abused me.
What'd he do? Just a bad guy?
He's just kind of a jerk, but he never touched us or sexually.
Did anybody else?
What?
Did somebody else?
No.
All right.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
4.
20? 19,
20. Wow.
Huh.
That's creepy in its own way.
Thanks.
You use alcohol or drugs or something?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I drink with my friends sometimes, but...
All right. That doesn't count.
No?
So, Joe, you want to know how to get rid of these scars, and the problem is there's no real good way to get rid of them.
Okay.
It's like surgery and lasers and stuff like that.
It's pretty expensive to deal with scars.
But by the way, if the thing on the box says $40 and it helps get rid of them, you may want to try it.
Okay.
All right?
I don't think it'll work.
I can try.
Yeah, it's probably not going to work, but I don't think guys mind a scar or two.
Some guys are into tough chicks.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting turned on by the whole scar thing.
Yeah, especially if you work that snowmobile story.
Tough chicks, they're pretty hot.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it as a compliment.
All right, listen, the other thing, too, I'm trying to think of what chicks think guys care about and what we don't care about. Let's see if we can work this out. We don't care about nails nearly as much as you guys care about nails.
We don't care about lingerie nearly as much as you guys worry about lingerie.
Right. We don't mind it, but
either
the chick's hot or she's not. And if she's hot, let's get rid of the frilly teddy and let's get down to business. And the nails thing.
Forget
you
it.
Guys are painting unicorns on there and stuff. Nice. That's fat chicks. They're just trying to distract you. That's smoke and mirrors. They're trying to get you to focus on their hand, which is the only part that's not fat. That's all it is. The fatter the chick, the more time goes into the nails. Let's face it. All right, so we don't care about nails. We don't care that much about lingerie. There's a lot of things you guys waste a lot of time with. You F up your hair by screwing with it too much. All the different, you know, the different colors and the weaves and the perms and all that. So we don't need any of that either. But things we don't care about that you think we do really care about is stuff like stretch marks. Not that big a deal.
Mm-mm.
I mean, look, if a girl's covered head to toe with stretch marks, maybe that's something.
I know something they were.
But,
they
you
were
know,
like,
you get that little, you know.
They were like hell about their, like, right this part of their thigh.
The bottom part?
That's where it all goes. Yeah, but guys don't even know what they're talking about. They're like, what?
Right. Yeah, that's no. Yeah, I mean, look, you don't want it to look like a cobblestone road down there, but you don't care. You chicks worry too much about the stretch marks. And by the way, even scars. Some women will have a little something, you know, a scar. They fell off the rocking horse and whacked their eyebrow or something. It's not that big a deal. Yeah?
I think they're confident about it. I'd be psyched on it, you know, if they're just like, I like it. That's what happened, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah, here's what you chicks need to do. You stay in shape. Put a smile on your face, huh? That's what we like.
Show some enthusiasm.
So a little enthusiasm. Someone's eager to please.
That's it.
Yeah. And then all the crazy tats and piercings and stuff like that. It's okay, but we don't need that either. We need you thin.
What about shoes?
And good
we
to
don't
go.
Care about shoes, really.
We don't either. Care about shoes.
That's all they think about is shoes. We don't care.
Yeah, they act like guys care about shoes. Yeah. And they're like, we're going to be impressed. Like, hey, this chick was a mess, but did you see her shoes?
We never get that. We're
going to marry her.
But no, that we never our eyes never get down to the shoe part.
No.
I never get there.
We don't even, hey, listen, your feet are just a platform to hold your boobs up. That's what I say. That's just a pedestal. I don't care what's going on with your feet. I don't care if you got bunions. I don't care if you got gorilla toes.
It's something about our biology. Our eyes won't even, don't.
Not interested.
You're on
never
the next person.
Never get below the vagina.
And then your eyes go somewhere else if they don't like what it sees. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
To the shoes. The
yeah.
shoes.
Yeah. We're not going, oh man, look at that big hook nose and those, she got that weird fang tooth and, oh man, the saggy boobs and the beer gut. Ooh. Look at those pumps.
Products.
Oh, wow. Wow. Shoes. Well, it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. Hello. Yeah, no, we don't care. We don't care about all the crap you guys care about. I don't know who
that's
I,
the point. They care about stuff, so assume that your brain works the same. It doesn't.
Oh, and then the purse. We don't care about the purse.
We don't probably don't care about smells as much as they do either.
No.
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 They care about my smells, but I don't care
yeah.
about theirs.
Yeah, we don't care about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but they're busy with the perfume.
You know what I think we don't really care about? We don't care about jewelry.
Oh,
I mean, look, just a couple little hoops in the earring, maybe a chain or something. Good enough, a ring. We don't need anything much. We don't care. We don't need big chandeliers dangling from the ears or anything.
Preferably not.
Yeah, there's sort of the less is more with the jewelry in general, wouldn't you say?
I don't get the whole flowers thing either. Like,
well,
when you're at a restaurant and there's a girl that walks by with flowers.
I know,
and,
that's
uncomfortable. But then you got to carry them around, like...
Yeah.
You know, the chick has to carry them around all day.
We don't
like,
have a flower
bother?
Section of our brain.
And talk about extortion.
I know.
That chick comes by. And by the way, what kind of restaurant owner is letting that vermin in the door, that bloodsucker, because extortionist with a basket who comes around? Flowers? And you're like, you got to go like, no thanks.
Yeah.
It look like an ale. And it's tough.
Or even if you go for them, it's you go through that awkward thing. No, no, you don't have to. No, let me do it.
Nah.
No, yeah. Sorry. Oh,
yeah.
Why? No, we don't have to.
I'll
well,
give you
it'd
10
be nice.
Bucks.
I'd love flowers. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Here's 10 bucks just to go away and don't come back.
Yeah. Well, by the way, who lets people? And by the way, where's our thing? Where's our dude who comes around? Like
TiVo.
Yeah. He's,
VCRs.
He's peddling like... Armorall or something we could use to detail our car with or something. You know, just
we could walk by with porn. Imagine that.
Yeah. DVD?
Yeah.
Taboo 3?
Yeah.
Anything? Yeah, where's our person that peddles crap? Use something. Leatherman. Ooh, nice. Honey, thank you. That'd be nice.
Knives.
Yeah. All right. A knife. Yeah, a nice buck knife. Yeah, where's something for us? Even some cool sunglasses or something. Or maybe just one of those Mexican marionette puppets or something we could play with, you know? Cool. Novelty stuff, like some kind of...
The finger lift.
The finger... the Chinese finger trap thing.
Yeah,
or
good.
Yeah,
or caps we could, you know, little snaps.
Some blanks or some poppers or something. How about some amyl nitrate or something?
Oh, that one.
Yeah, for the gays.
Smoke bombs.
Yeah, something. Where's our stuff? All right. Let's let's take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Bam and Ryan here from Viva La Bam. Sunday nights, 9 o'clock on MTV. Andy Richter will be in here as well as Jack Osborne next week. And Bill Maher. Wait a minute. Jay Moore. Who's Bill Maher? Oh, Bill Moyer.
Bill Maher.
There's Bill Maher. And then there's a Moyer somewhere out there, too. All right. Let's get back to the phones. We really got to help the kids tonight. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm just wondering, me and my girlfriend, you know, we've only, like, been actually sexually active for about 8 months now. She just lost her virginity last year. And, but even before that, you know, like, we've, you know, been other, you know, just besides the actual intercourse part of sex. And, when she's had orgasms, it's almost been like what we've thought before was that, you know, like, when she'd have an orgasm, sometimes she'd be urinating. And I actually looked up on the internet with some stuff and, like, found, like, the one website that I looked at said that the ejaculation fluid almost can be like urine, but it's not.
And they also, and there also can be orgasmic incontinence. Women can pee during orgasm. There's both.
Mm-hmm. So it could be either or.
Yeah, you kind of know when it's urine, though.
Well, yeah, because sometimes it's like that really, like, thin, you know, the, like, urine, like, almost like watery, like, fluid, and it has the similar smell. And then sometimes when she has an orgasm, it'll be more, like, the more thicker, you know, like the more thicker fluid that'll come out. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously not urine, you know. So
yeah, no, that's number two. Yeah. I don't know why I'm just picturing the pool guy who dips the thing in and then shakes the little vial and holds it up to the sun. And,
to see what it is.
Yeah, yeah, we're a little low on diatomaceous earth. Yeah, maybe you need a little, maybe you should do a little, get a little sample and run
Here's what you do, just take vitamins, turn your urine all yellow and, then you'll know.
Oh, here's something Drew'll attest to. Eat asparagus.
There you go.
Drew, you know.
I know because of you.
I know
because of me.
I eat a lot of asparagus.
Adam eats a bushel of asparagus and knocks me out of the restroom when I'm in there.
I will be in the stall. Drew is a good distance away
four,
in the urinal.
5 feet away, yeah.
Minding his own business, and all of a sudden he starts bellowing.
Oh, my God.
And he knows when I've converted.
Oh, my God. It's this old, strong ammonia pee.
It's perfume to me.
Is there anything that could be, like, causing that?
Her situation?
One and not the other more?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's doing both. Either way.
Sounds fun.
It's fine. Yeah, it's all good. It's her.
Sometimes it'll be like...
All right. Doesn't
to describe.
Eat the asparagus. That's a definitive
or
and
take
a
some
raw.
Vitamins.
If you eat raw asparagus,
oof,
too, that'll... Forget about it. It's huge. You guys do that? You should do that. That's great.
I do it quite often.
Like, for me, I'm usually like, well, I love my farts, but I'm sort of lukewarm on my urine. Like, it's okay. I could take it or leave it. But when I eat that asparagus, I'm in love with my urine.
I don't even like the asparagus that much. I just do it to piss people off.
Oh, I'm allergic to it. I went into anaphylactic shock last time I did it, but I had to do it just because, you know, I love the smell so much.
It's like farting in elevators.
Oh. Trevor?
Yeah, hey. How's it going, everybody?
Hey.
I just want to say, first off, I read Drew's book, and it was great, man. You know, I just think there's too many dumb people out there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trevor. God bless you. I'm starting to feel about it. I'm coming back.
Yeah. With the minute left in the show, he's coming back, everybody. Go ahead, Trevor.
Trevor?
Here's Trevor's question. All right.
There we are. There we are. There he is. Go ahead. He came back, then he left.
No, he didn't. And Drew, why do you got to say it? He hung up. That was me. That was the echo of my own voice.
Oh.
All right, here's Trevor's question. Drew's book sucked. No. Bam, will you do the cross-country car race again this year? Was it fun?
Actually, we were supposed to do that gumball in, what was it? It was going to Africa, but I can't remember. Where, like,
you actually never did it in the first place, right?
No.
You ever do the gumball?
No.
The Gumball Rally is the one that goes from, I think it goes from the East Coast and ends up at Venice.
It changes every year. Last year I went from San Francisco to Miami, and then this year it goes from Paris through Spain over the Strait of Gibraltar.
That says the European version of this.
Wow, it started over in Europe. Yeah. Yeah, Maximilian Cooper from London started
Morocco or something.
Yeah, and then you end in Cannes, France.
With a TV show associated with it.
They made a movie.
A couple movies.
Yeah, the last one is actually releasing in a couple weeks.
I think you were talking about the special on Jackass.
Yeah.
Now, but the I mean, they've always had these rallies all throughout the world, but I'm trying to think of the... I'm going to think of the guy's name during the commercial that started out here. But it's really... People, you know, you think it's just something that was done in the movies, but, I mean, getting ambulances...
Oh,
getting
Cannonball
priests,
Run.
And
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Cannonball and Gumball. And across... And what kind of car did you do it in?
My car didn't make it out there, so I just rented a Cadillac and just went a good 110 miles an hour the whole time.
Really? Did you get pulled over a few times?
Yeah, I lost my license for like 10 years, but I got it back eventually. But yeah, in the stretch of like 10 miles. I got pulled over doing 110 while cars are cruising past me doing like 190. Yeah, I was pretty pissed.
Wow.
Man, there are like rich dudes that they just look forward to just flying out like a crazy like McLaren F1 or something and then like...
Yeah, it's amazing. One of the guys actually showed up here and is, he was saying McLaren F1. Yeah. It's like a 500, maybe $800,000
car. Yeah, and then they just wreck them, and then they just go out and buy like a Lamborghini at the dealership in Dallas or something.
And do it again, and keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
It's one of those rich guy things, Drew.
Yeesh.
You couldn't do that.
No.
No.
Even if I were a rich guy.
Too big a puss.
Yeah.
Puss?
Yeah, puss. Or wuss. Yeah. I'm going to get technical. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Well, there you go. That's the show. I want to thank Bam and Ryan for coming in here tonight. Viva La Bam. MTV, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock. I want to thank Junior producer Lauren for doing a great job all week. Producer Ann for doing a fantastic job. Phone screener Brian for making it all possible. And, of course, the magic-fingered one, Engineer Anderson.
He's gay.
putting his stink all over the show. I want to thank second engineer Chris. $10 an hour. Lives at his mom's house and still has a smile on his face. A lot of man. Found out went to junior college, by the way.
One class.
Very uncomfortable. One class. Got to set the alarm because it's at 12:45. All right. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I'm going to keep doing this until you say hi to me. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.